Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Road of Shadows, a mystery and suspense audio drama about a man who finds himself on the run in a small town in the mountains, pursued by mysterious creatures that only he can see. This is a highly immersive experience with an emphasis on mood and atmosphere. Feel yourself transported back to 1984 through music and sound that will take you to the streets of a small town deep in the mountains surrounded by mystery. You can learn more about The Road of Shadows at theroadofshadows.com. Find and listen to The Road of Shadows anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our thanks to the Road of Shadows for their support.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Blooper reel.
There hasn't been an actor here for 33 years.
It's just me. No, forget it. Forget it. You have no idea what it's like to have everything in your past completely off grebs.
I just glanced at my script and read the one who blooms as the one who blows. There's Silas and the one who blows.
I like Silas okay, but the other one blows.
It's got to be something about an old scratch track, don't you think?
Old scratch track?
Old scratch.
Like a devil?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like Beelzebub, like the Prince of Darkness.
No, I get that. What do you mean?
I don't know. It just feels like a phrase that should have some kind of currency somewhere.
Instead of saying dummy track?
Eh?
Instead of saying dummy track?
Yeah, I guess.
Thing is, sometimes I do speak too fast.
I, like, fell asleep halfway through saying that.
Wow, we are getting old.
Five Miller Tabler.
It's Miller Tab time.
I know.
Say my name.
Say my name.
What if Chester had unbelievable pelvic pain?
Chill Chester mode. Engage. Make sure that's in the episode description. Pat King was very tired on this episode. When evaluating the performance. Pat King very sleepy. We've decided to insert a 15-minute pause in the middle of the episode so you can take a nap along with Pat. Nap with Pat, that's a Patreon extra, right? Pat nap.
Content warning, we try to get better at Pat King,
but
here it is.
I don't want to.
Could it be just Chester doing ASMR of statutes?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sounds great.
The licensing regulations for.
Just get lots of good lip action.
And then
in there.
Occasional Lulu being like, Chester, you're supposed to be quieter. Don't get so excited about it. You have to stop screaming about. Well, I don't have regulations in front of me, but we would probably start by talking about signage on the main drag, because, of course, we look for a uniform sense of visual display in the heart of our
community.
Hey,
Chester, what you doing?
I'm trying to do the ASMR track, Rudy. I told you.
Oh, sorry.
If you come into the August Halls recording studio, you have to check to see if the light is on.
Sorry,
I'm making a track for our most esteemed members.
No,
Okay, sorry.
Thanks. I've lost my place. Hang on. Okay. When creating science...
This is going to be the squirreliest recording.
Mole people.
It's a shame that she went to... My goodness. Jeffrey, don't hate me. It's a shame that we... I knew it. I was like, that was it. That was where it is. And that is a blooper. Jeffrey, I realize there's something that I do that I'm sure other people do, is that, like, if we get through a page and then you stop us, I'm like, okay, so they're not going to come back to the line that I think I messed up. They're not. It's perfect. And then you're like, Michael? And I'm like, shit.
Oh, me? This is me talking. This is me doing a dot laugh.
Unlike Marcia, I would like not to be validated. I would like to be praised till the day I die as the most entertaining human being you would ever find yourself in a Starbucks with. Speaking of, I had a chai latte with two shots this morning. Some would call it a dirty chai. That's me, dirty. I cannot be normal. I'm sorry, listeners. It's your friendly neighborhood, Wes. And today, I can't stop.
And then I do a little gossiping. I believe that Dot is effing Russell Epstein.
Oh, snap. Thank you. I'm good.
They're awesome. Shag-a-lag-a-ding-dong.
Chester Warren, the nicest creep in the West.
Well, there's wolves in front of the front. You put all the meat there. The wolves are all there. You can't get to the door. They're all by the front door where you threw the meat. Abby.
Patreon extra, 30 minutes of Chester explaining liquor licensing.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I'm going to get a chili dog.
Justin's been watching a little too much BBC.
Yes. Hello, Rudy.
Why?
Yes. It's delightful to see you outside City Hall where, of course, I work. Oh, it's your old friend Chester. Same as I've always been.
You put down the apples and pears?
Oh, what the fuck was that?
Suddenly have a little, like, what are they, buttons for eyes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh no, Rudy, you've changed.
You know, I need to talk. I was gonna have a little talk with Chester.
Oh god.
Do, 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 do.
I had more ears
right off of it. Do, 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 do,
do, do. Turn the
beat up. Do, do, do,
do. Are you doing the soft, mournful version for a movie trailer?
Yeah.
All covers.
Turn the beat up around. We need to stop lying to each other.
Oh my
turn
god.
Turn the front thing up.
Call me by your name.
Mad world.
Okay. Well, here I am talking. I think we're going to make the Unwell film trailer today. Michael's going to give us a sad, mournful version of something 80s, poppy, upbeat, but you know, but sad and mournful. And then we're going to have lots of, like, Christopher Nolan, wah! And shots fired. Holy fuck.
Hi, this is Chester. I don't yell at all in this episode because Chester keeps his shit together and does not freak out. Chester never blew up a bottling works. In fact, Chester helped rebuild when the bottling works exploded. Everyone, three cheers for Chester, the guy who gets stuff done.
Who thinks Mid-Atlantic is a personality all to itself.
How dare you violate the sacred best friends club clause.
Best friends explode. Theme of the season. Theme of the season.
Mad world.
Can we get a yee-haw, please? My next page tells me what I'm about to say, and I'm going to get there in just a second. Sorry, 1 second. I know it's generally about you coming to stay with us. I do know generally what I'm saying, but I want to get the words right, because Bilal picked specific words.
back and forth over time everywhere in the universe. Force.
Welcome back to this episode of Talking It Out with Lily and Silas. I'm your host, Wes, and I'm dead.
Ah, Lillian! Lillian! Hey!
It simply pains me that you dismissed an attempt at fun. I thought you all liked riddles and puddle...
Puddles?
Sure. We like puddles, too.
You got me.
Humans and puddles and small blocks of water. Yeah, I like baths, okay?
They are not my wolves, dummy.
I just want to deck you in the eye.
So condescending.
Right. How am I going to explain this to your father?
Boom! And the Evers are like, jump, jump, jump! And then the Evers go, jump, 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 jump. Ah, these Evers are going crazy. Jump, 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 jump. Jump, 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 jump. Ah, jump, 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 jump. Okay.
Just straight-facedly saying eggplant parmesan. Yeah, I'm not like dug him on my penis.
It's totally okay.
Yes.
Also, y'all need to figure out how many L's are in Russell. I never know. I don't even. It's important for my character. I need to know.
Play it cool. Play it fucking cool, Russell. You can do this. We actually call it a Casa Russell.
Once upon a time, there was a pair of Doc Martens. For the longest time, Mom didn't want to buy them, but I convinced her to join the dark side. And the important thing is, people enjoy Doc Martens.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger. Overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen! Wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.